Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Ryder's appearance on Mondays. You always get him here at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hi, friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Me and JP, we've really gotten to the nits and grits of this. One question that we were just throwing around there, and you can use this for either the Giants game or big picture. Is this more than a Deshaun Watson problem on offense?
I think so. I mean, the offense right now, the offensive line right now is in shambles. So yeah, this is about more than just Deshaun. The blame doesn't fall squarely on Deshaun's shoulders. When you have offensive linemen in the locker room after the game talking about how surprised they were by what the New York Giants threw at them, that just tells me they weren't exactly prepared for that particular game very well by the coaches. So this transcends just Watson, though, and the issues with the offensive line compound the problems for Deshaun Watson.
Daryl, we made a pact on overtime with Jonathan Peterlin one night. It was a Daryl Tuesday, might have been a Daryl Wednesday, one of our days that we meet and hang
out
and talk
Thursday,
to each other.
Could have been a Friday.
We only hang out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Could have been a Saturday.
On Mondays. Now it's Tuesday, Wednesdays. You're just naming days of the week now.
haven't mentioned Sunday.
That's right. October 13th. That's the day you said, I could ask you whether or not this team is a playoff team or not. Until then, you didn't want to hear any of those conversations. I think it's because it was going to be too hard to tell. Is it still too hard to tell as I break our pact?
Yes. And as you were going through that, I knew where you were headed. And so my plan immediately became to give you nothing.
Oh.
And you will like it.
Well, had to try.
So,
A for effort.
Let's go back to the basics, just specific to yesterday. Like, where do you begin if we start the blame game? Because to me, it's not just that you lost, it's how you lost. How did you see yesterday's game in terms of the culprit and maybe where that blame goes?
Well, it is definitely shared. First, you have the offensive line who couldn't block anybody. You know, Deshaun Watson's trying to get his internal clock and everything else back on schedule, and he's just under siege the whole afternoon. The guy got hit 17 times again. He's been sacked 16 times and hit over 40 times combined in the first 3 weeks. They're not doing much to help him get into any sort of rhythm. And yeah, I mean, he bears some of the responsibility for some of that, but he certainly doesn't share all of the responsibility for that. So, and now when you look at the injury situation, Wyatt Teller's going to be gone probably for at least 4 weeks with that knee sprain. James Hudson, we'll see what happens to him. He had an MRI on his shoulder today. Jedrick Wills Jr. just came back from a knee injury, had to have an MRI today on a knee again. One of the guys you were counting on to come back this week, Jack Conklin, he has a hamstring injury. It's a mess right now, and Andrew Berry's got his work cut out for him this week to bring in the appropriate reinforcements to try and keep Deshaun Watson upright and in one piece.
The crowd continued to chant, "We want Jameis." I just think the crowd doesn't understand necessarily. They might understand. They're just not going to get their wish. You still see it this way as well, that it might be I mean, they're not going off to Sean, Darryl, is what I'm getting at here.
No, they're not. And again, when you have linemen at the snap, look to their left and then look to their right and end up being like, yeah, I'm not going to block either one of those guys, but I'll be here if you need me. By the way, the guy you're looking for is over there. Like, that happened way too often yesterday. The blown blocking assignments up front. So, no, I don't think Jameis Winston's going to be any better behind this line right now.
Darryl, how'd you think the defense played?
Well, the first half, I thought they were not great, but the second half, they were much better. But, you know, you can't have turnovers taken off the board because of penalties. And you look really stupid when you all run down to the end zone and act like you just won the Super Bowl while the flag is laying on the ground and the officials are discussing where the football is going to be. And by the way, you're not getting it. So that was a little disappointing. It just it feels like that every time the Browns get off to a super hot start, which they did, right? Forced fumble recovery on the opening kickoff, bang, first offensive play, touchdown. Ended up being the only offensive play in Giants territory for the rest of the half. But hey, at least they got 7 points out of it right away. And then it was just all downhill from there. So I think that the defense has been okay. And considering the fact that Myles Garrett's only able to play about half the snaps now because his feet are killing him. And he's day-to-day because the MRI came back fine. And this is something he's going to have to probably deal with for the rest of the season, and hopefully not, but maybe for the rest of his career.
Did we all overrate how talented we think MJ Emerson is?
You have bad days at the office, and I think yesterday certainly was a bad day at the office for him.
I think the Cowboys game was a bad day, too.
Look, I think Denzel Ward's one of the best corners in the NFL. He has bad days. Like, that's just part of the position. And look, let's give Neighbors some credit. He's a really, really good player. And it should have caught everyone's attention last week when Jim Schwartz, who doesn't exactly dangle the compliments for people, when he referred to Neighbors reminding him of a young Odell Beckham Jr. That's quite the compliment. So that was an indication of what the Browns might have been in store for. And, well, they certainly were in store for it.
Darryl, on the hotline here. Darryl brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Is it time to bail on the new offense?
No, it's not time to bail on the new offense. They got to execute it first. But I maintain what I've said all along, and that is they fixed something that wasn't broke. But they fixed it because they thought it was going to make the quarterback better. So I get why they did it. But it was unimpressive in the offseason in training camp, and through 3 weeks, it's very unimpressive on the field. It is what it is. But no, yeah, I don't. I mean, what do you scrap it to at this point, right? I mean, the installs are done. I don't see them doing a mid-season reinstallation of a new offense. That just isn't going to happen. They got to find a way to make this thing work.
Yeah, Darryl, I think a bigger storyline, if so many other things didn't go wrong yesterday, would have been Watson missing Elijah Moore, and what was a key play at the time, turned out to really not matter, and then motion that Moore had messed up that play. Did anyone address that after the game, or anyone that road?
Here's what we've learned in the first 3 weeks. This team lacks attention to detail, okay? And that's a problem. And for this being Kevin Stefanski's fifth year as head coach, those things should not happen. But this team lacks attention to detail, and they've got to get that corrected. Said Tillman with the drop late in the game, too. Like, I mean, you know, two shots to pick up one yard. They couldn't get it done. Like, they just, again, offensive linemen not knowing what they're supposed to do. Just complete lack of attention to detail.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Detail.
So when it comes to this, is this more of a coaching fix or a player fix?
It's both.
No. That's not what I asked.
No.
It was an either or.
Is it more
Nick,
of...
That's what it is, though. It's not one or the other. It's both.
It's like 51% one way and 49% the other?
It's 50-50.
Darrell Wright of the Bit Killer on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He was,
you know, and listen, it's a special day for you, and I still got to jam you up. You know what I mean? I, you know.
Hey, by the way, how about Glenn's response on that photo? Darrell posted a nice photo of Nick, the burger bet photo, and yeah. Then Glenn was like, "You look really skinny in this photo."
I thought he was just being sarcastic because there's no way.
I thought I was like, I don't know.
I was going to offer Glenn, you know, the next time I saw him to, you know, borrow my glasses and take a closer look.
Oh, Darryl.
No, I do look. Darryl, listen, there are no good angles on me, but Darryl took, I was like Bigfoot when he gets caught in between strides looking over.
Yeah.
I was like that, except I was sniffing the burger in a very succulent way. Is that fair there, Darryl?
That is an accurate description if I've ever heard
one. All right, so Darryl, do you think there could be changes on the O-line this week that go beyond just guys filling in for injured guys?
I think there have to be. You had to have Joel Bitonio play left tackle yesterday in the second half. DeJuan Jones was banged up, playing on a sore knee, struggled mightily in that first half. They take him out in the second half, put James Hudson at right tackle. Hudson gets hurt, so Jones has to go back in on the bad knee because they didn't have enough offensive linemen yesterday to account for all these injuries. So, yeah, I mean, I think Andrew Berry is going to be busy today and tomorrow and into Wednesday trying to get this offensive line situation patched up so that they can, you know, move this thing forward. We'll find out on Wednesday how – you know, James Hudson and Jed is, and maybe where Jack is, but I'm not optimistic. I really am not, especially with Jed, because he just came back and now he's hurt again. And the same thing with Conklin. He was set to come back and he got hurt again. So, yeah, I think that there's plenty of work for Andrew Berry to do here to try and, you know, find a way to salvage this line. It's not good. It's not good in how they're playing, and it's not good from just an availability and injury standpoint.
There's part of me that just wants you to give the pep talk because the way that you say good, like, guys, I got to be honest, it's not good, all right? And we need to be good. If the Cleveland Browns want to be good, you got to be good.
All right, Browns on three.
It's not good enough.
I actually think Darryl would be a dogs on three.
It would be dogs on three, not Browns on three.
Yeah, Browns on three is too obvious. Darryl's a creative
man. He might go off the cuff and be like, have fun on three. You know how sometimes they don't do Browns. They don't do
actually,
they do almost like a Tony Robbins message.
Try real hard on three.
Yeah. Now you're picking it up.
Actually, mine would be non-suitable for work, so.
Now I want to know it.
Now, well, I'll text it to you.
What does it sound like?
Yeah,
two syllables?
Oh, no. There's a lot of syllables.
Oh, all right. Well, I think you're missing the point on how you break down a huddle. But that's for the next interview.
It's four words on three.
It's like that Sean McVay motivational t-shirt that he had that was like a paragraph.
Get your stuff together on three.
Oh, all right.
All right, now think about how that goes down, okay? We can all do get your stuff together on three. Are we committed to this?
You know what? Let's do it on the way out.
No, we're not. Not at all.
Let's do it on the way out, right? One, two, three. Get your stuff together. There goes the Marconi.
I don't know that I played.
Daryl. It's been a long day, buddy. We appreciate you.
Always remember, Nick, it's an honor to be nominated.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.